County officials will consider loosening development restrictions near streams. The proposal, if approved, would remove some projects from oversight under the California Environmental Quality Act. The proposal would also end the required public hearings on projects, requirements to notify neighbors of pending development, and eliminate certain county fees. Currently, any construction within 50 feet of a stream or seasonal waterway must comply with the regulations. Under the proposal, the county zoning administrator would determine if a riparian area would be damaged, and if so, trigger the existing rules. Also on the agenda, contracts with mental health providers, annual plans for mental health programs, adoption of a conflict of interest code for the County Oversight Board, and an ethics training policy for department heads and local agencies. The board is expected to sign a resolution making the county eligible to receive just over $1 million in grants to fight homelessness. The money would be redistributed as emergency housing grants to those with outstanding rent and who are on the verge of losing their housing. Officials are also expected to sign grant agreements for programs involving pedestrian and bicycle safety and household hazardous waste. Supervisors are also expected to approve a 2.89% raise for themselves, commensurate with a pay increase approved for judges. The board will also appoint a member to serve on the board of directors of the California State Association of Counties, appoint members of the Wyandotte Creek Groundwater Agency, receive a budget update, and hear a presentation on PG&E's Community Wildfire Safety Program. The meeting gets underway this morning at 9. Mark Albert, North State Public Radio News.